already know, ladies and gentlemen, it is STK game night.
Yes.
STK game night with my fellow, with my guy, my bro from the BX.
You sure you want to call me bro right now, man?
Nah, you man, you always my bro, bro. You know, even though you know you
the enemy.
You act really strange in fantasy basketball, but it's all right though. You know what I'm saying? I know you're competitive. I get it. You're very competitive.
Can you send me a trade I like?
I'm not trading you nothing. I'm not trading you anything. I'm trying to let these dudes know you out here selling snake oil, bro. Listen, but in all realness, Knicks, you know, the Knicks didn't get blown out tonight at least.
Anybody who took the under on this game, you know what I'm saying, y'all probably made some money, man.
Yeah, because Memphis, I mean, the Knicks, their worst mistake outside of the blunders down the stretch was the second quarter. They let the second quarter get away from them and then fought the rest of the way to get back in the game. And it was just too much for them. I mean, to me, Jalen had a lot of poise tonight. He's trying to steady them, but things consider. RJ took some bad shots, couldn't make a layup the whole game. I mean, I don't know what was going on with him. What were your thoughts on the game?
It's hard to guard the best player and be effective. So, yeah. In that standpoint, if you really want RJ to, you know, to be your go-to guy, eventually you got to let somebody else switch on him. Yeah. But literally, RJ did everything he could. The shot wasn't falling. You know, he got, maybe one or two, got to the free throw line. Yeah. But, the game plan was not designed for him to go off. And he still tried to figure out a way to go off. Which, because he wants to be that guy. But, it wasn't his night. But everyone else around him did benefit from his ability, you know, to kind of slow him down. Ja's going to get his. So, it's better if you throw multiple defenders at him. But RJ, you get a for your effort, definitely. Despite the fact you didn't shoot well, can't be mad at that. There was other factors to the game.
I don't know, man. I was getting ready. So the second quarter got away. We had halftime. Jalen, you know, everybody's saying how Memphis was so dominant, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to lie. I turned on my gaming PC. I load up Destiny. My wife is talking trash. Why are you watching this game? And I'm just like, please, not right now. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I keep peeking over at the TV. And I'm like, yo, snap.
Chipping away.
Down by 7, down by 5, down by 7, down by 3. It was crazy. It was great basketball.
Yo, Mitch getting into foul trouble was both the gift and the curse, because whatever we lost defensively, Hartenstein, in that third got a few soft touches to go in. You know, it's like Mitch is not gonna be able to make those because he don't got that kind of touch. But yo, it's a shame what happens on the pick and roll, man.
Yeah. Hartenstein couldn't grab a rebound either, bro. I mean, all his positives.
He finished about 14-8, but just getting bullied out
there. Yeah, man. He could. It was I don't know, man. It was just bad.
But the hero of the night.
Who's the hero of the night?
Cam Reddish.
He said that it's overtime.
Hold on. I gotta see this guy's face. Yo, we gotta clip up, you know, we gotta clip up all the Cam trash that we've been talking the last 2 weeks.
Nah, it still stands. It's just one game, man.
No. We gotta clip that up. because Tibbs is still going to find a way not to play him once Quentin Grimes come back. But, like, now, you know, like, let's clip that up. Yo, OB not getting checked in when Julius Randle fouled out. Oh, my God. I nearly lost it. It's like, yo, I can't do it.
Bro, it's crazy, man. Like, but Cam played big. I mean, he had that fast break dunk towards the end. Yo, bro, he surprised me. I'm not going to lie.
Again, he didn't have to do too much defensively. You know, he's guarding the guy off ball, so he's fresh. And it's like, all right, let me make a good decision. And so far, it worked out. Late in the fourth quarter, you know, he was trying to get into his bag a little bit too much, try to go baseline left. I hate that for all my young athletes. don't baseline. Like, yo, just go towards the middle of the floor. Smart basketball says to go towards the middle of the floor. And, like, yeah, dude just took it from him. Literally took it out of his hand. So that wasn't the best, but yo, shout out to Ja, man. Ja played a great game.
I mean, honestly, yeah, you had to give it up to him.
I'm not gonna credit them too much. Desmond Bane played well also, but like Ja, that lob he threw to Brandon Clark was like perfect basketball right there. Like all good guards, like if you're out there, if you're listening, stop at the elbow. Like you running in transition, stop at the elbow, stop at the free throw line standard. Look to make a decision, right? And you can pull up for a jump shot, which is pretty much like a layup too. Or you can find the open man with space, and hopefully they can catch a lob because that play was like perfect.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson overall.
Jalen Brunson, he was smooth. Listen, he's a steadying influence. And where everybody's frantic, he's like, hold on. Like, yo, listen, get over here. Like, I'm impressed, and I hope that he continues.
Yo, you want to know what play pissed me off the most? I think this is like late in this second or in the third when we chipping away, and Julius Randle gets a tough and one. Tibbs calls a timeout, and Tibbs like, yo, yeah, let's go, boy. I'm like, yo. You're so happy that he's playing well, but he hurts us. Well, like, nah, Julius Randle had a good game, but that moment is like, yo, Tibbs riding, stick it to his gun, riding with his horse. It was a good game.
Ed Dollars, what's going on?
What's up, boys?
What's going on?
The overtime loss to Memphis.
Well, what happened with Cam Reddish tonight?
What were your thoughts?
How did he do it?
It's the good and the bad. That's why I can see how he drives a coach crazy. He does dumb shit. Yeah. But he has talent. His talent is electrifying. He's the only one that can do what he does. But then, you know, he scored 17 points. He scored like 22 points, right? Off the bench for like 22, 23 minutes. He played in crunch ahead of Evan Fournier. I mean,
great decision by Tibbs. I didn't think he would do it, but great.
I'm shocked too. He was dynamic and stuff. He hit that big three to take him into overtime. Before that, he had a lot of clutch points.
Yes.
He played fantastic, but then the Ward show in overtime, you know, when we need a bucket, what does he do? He shoots a 3-pointer with like 10 feet from the 3-point line. Air ball.
It wasn't 10 feet. It was a little bit less. But it's all just for the possession before, man. But we don't, you know.
Exactly. He does a lot of dumb things. And I agree with you, Coach. I caught that tail end. But Hardenstein played way too much. Like, they were grabbing rebounds from him left and right. That I don't know why Mitch was not in there. Mitch should have been in there in the crunch because he's the rebounder. And they won that game with rebounding.
Yeah,
and the refereeing. Let's call it what it is. The refereeing was a little shoddy.
I mean, they gave it back to us, right? That with the charge at the end.
Yeah,
John Morant, and that was a great play by that coach, though. That play, that was dope. But we do some dumb shit, like and Art and Randle. He played well, but you know what? He was the best Nick, but
who was?
Randle.
Yo,
I feel like Jalen Brunson was.
24, 11, and 6, man.
I feel like Jalen contained us. He's that calming force.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
At the same time, I feel like he hunts for his shot a lot. And although he's our calming force, and I like him, he has ball control and he moves the ball. He takes total command of the ball. He's not finding guys' shots. He's finding guys' shots by his offense and opening the lanes for people. But he's not like a maestro with the ball. Like, he's not getting you.
No, he's never been that.
He's not that guy.
Yeah, he's never been.
He's a better quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think he's a new era point guard. Like, you're not gonna get. There aren't gonna be any more like CP3s.
No.
I mean, they're all in the mold of it's the era. It's still the era of the point guard. I thought it was kind of shifting to the wing.
Yep.
But you still got the shooting point guards. You know, it's just where it is. Offense, great offenses are predicated by your point guard. And if he's like a John Morant or a Steph Curry, or you just get way more opportunities. But I don't know.
I want to go back to like late in that third quarter where Tibbs is getting pissed off. Like, Fournier closed out like he was dirt tired. He's just like, all right, I'm going to try to run off the line.
Yeah. And
just, you know, let the guy blow by him. I'm like, yo, Tibbs, like, how do you expect people to play a whole 12, 11 minutes, right? Yes, they're professionals. Right. But you got to know your personnel, man. Sell the guy out sooner. Like, nasty closeouts lead to BS fouls. And it's like, yo, you're sending him up to fail.
Yeah. But,
man.
Tibbs is terrible. Like, going back to like Hardenstein, I think he led the team in minutes, man. So
yeah, he's not. He shouldn't be that guy.
He should not be that guy. He's good. I can see why people like him. He's smart, but he's not athletic, and you see it.
Right.
You see it clear as day. And
goodness, those two fouls that he got on top of, man, I'm like, why are you even reaching? Why are you even reaching? Like, just wait for him to. Pump fake or something, then when he throws it up over you, take what you get. But for you to reach, like, what do you do when you reach?
And then prior to that, like a second before that, Julius pushing the other guy. He had something going with that three, and he pushed them that led to the foul. And then RJ missing the gimme.
Yeah.
And then they get fouled, and they get the ball back. I mean, we do some dumb shit. And RJ, not the game you want in national television, my man. Not the game. When Stephen A. Smith is basically the teleprompter. You don't want that game. He just couldn't shoot.
Yeah. Honestly, though.
He was going to Morant, though.
Coach made a great point in that RJ shouldn't be guarding Morant.
He shouldn't be guarding him.
But we don't have nobody.
A decent job, but somebody got to switch him off sometimes. RJ to score, somebody got to switch off.
He did a decent job, but Brunson's got to guard him because Morant's way too fast.
Brunson does not have the length.
No. I mean,
RJ's our best defender, but you know, you can't.
You need somebody because how is he going to score? Late in the game, you know, I mean, no matter how much conditioning you have, like, and we're talking about the pace, because everybody will go back and say, oh, Jordan did it and all that back in the day. Right. But that was half court basketball era. Dudes, every offense was walking the ball up. You got guys running. The pace of the game is too much for a guy to be the team's best offensive threat and their best defensive player. Like, it's just it's really, really hard. Look at Kawhi Leonard, who tried it in LA. His body broke down. He didn't play. The last time he played, Donald Trump was the president. Like, we had all
Julius Randle, Cam Reddish, Hardenstein all need to send RJ a thank you basket. He did 75% of the work tonight.
He really did.
Was just running wild, like.
But also, he did take some bad shots, and
yes, he did.
And it's so blatantly obvious that he cannot go right. Like, a lot of his missed shots were him trying to go right. I get it. You're still developing.
Next game.
But, bro, it was like at one point, like, it was just like they were literally daring him to go right. And he went for it and was just missing. Like, it was just bad. And I think, and I don't know, Coach, if you would agree. I think you might agree where you go on the road and you tell your team, don't put yourself in the predicament where the ref has to decide the game for you.
100%. You do that every night, especially in the league. But, like, again, playoff team. Yeah. You know, what were they, number two last year? Like, you know. This is the kind of game you want. Like, if this is your measure of how good you are.
You want this game.
Yeah, you know, it's like, yo.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. And they didn't quit.
That's right. It. Yeah, like, that's it. Like, yo, like, pack it up. If you want the moral victory, then take that. But basically, we all won. Pack this up and get ready for next one. But it is.
I'm excited for Knicks basketball, man. They didn't play great, and they still only lost by three.
Like, their best players didn't play RJ didn't play his best.
No.
Mitchell Robinson played like 15 minutes.
Okay. And
And Obi played 13.
Yeah, which is shocking. But also, he was part of the reason why the game got away from the Knicks in the second quarter, because he couldn't hit a mid-range jumper. He kept coming off. They're feeding him the ball, and instead of him driving to the lane, he stops and takes a mid-range shot and clanking. Now
that forces Tibbs to play the starters along the third quarter. And it's like, yo, when Quickly comes in for that last minute in the third, no rhythm, you know, no situational awareness. Just like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to head fake and overpass. I'm like, they gotta.
That's when you need, like, you know, I felt like Rose, Quickly, and Brunson, they were looking for their shot versus looking for their man. And unfortunately, we still don't have a person that can set someone else up, and that means that Obi's irrelevant, because if you can't, Obi needs someone to set the table for him so he can cut to the basket, so he can go, you know, cut and get a layup and do something exciting. Yeah. A lot of the times our guards are looking for their shot or passing it around, true, controlling the ball. I like that. We haven't had a controlling, you know, atmosphere in a long time. But what's up with the pick and rolls? You know, there's not a lot of offense. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, spread offense, but that's it.
Yeah.
It's designed to go downhill. It's not designed to hit the guy for the corner three. It's for to get it in the paint, get a paint touch, and then kick it out afterwards. But in reality, what was killing us early in the game, Memphis was doing, was just having a guy come from a baseline screen, pop out to the corner, boom, open shot. And it's like, yo, how do you not see this?
Yep.
And it's pretty annoying that guys are allowing themselves to get screened. But 'tis the game, man.
Yeah.
You got to pick your poison. If you're going to protect the paint, you're going to give up some looks.
And
with all that, I was still happy. It was a great game. I liked the game.
Went to overtime.
It was exciting, man. It was exciting. And with all of New York teams kind of doing their thing at the moment, like, you got the Jets that are, like, winning and everything. It's a good outlook, man. I mean, the Giants are, what, 5-1?
Yep.
Then the Mets, I mean, the Knicks.
4-2.
Yeah. The Knicks, let me tell you, man, the Knicks didn't do, I mean, they shot themselves in the foot and still only lost by three. That's what I take away from what I saw.
And Memphis was trying to play us, yo. They're a little over the top. It's like, yo, calm down, guys. Yeah. They're over the top.
Yeah. Yo.
They're well coached, but they don't have a lot of talent. It's like Ja Morant, and then you got a lot of mid guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, Desmond Bane isn't a guy that's going to be like, oh, I'm going to kill. I mean, he plays off of Ja Morant. Ja Morant is the premier superstar on that team. Like, he's
– Derrick Rose came down, missed the fast break three. Desmond Bane came down and hit the – like, what the hell is going on here? Like, this is a Twilight Zone.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely – it was one of those things where it was just like they were trying to – they looked down on the Knicks, and it almost cost them.
Yeah, down on us, like, these guys shouldn't even be on the court with us.
Yeah. And you know, you gotta they gotta it's Memphis now is the hunted. And this is something that they're gonna have to get used to this year. And so, you know, I mean listen, it is what it is. Knicks only lost by 3. Hold your heads up high. You know, I just want to share this screen real quick. Just want to share this screen real quick. So coach got me by 1 last night, and revenge is a dish best served cold, my friend.
Go to the matchup. No, go to the matchup. Scroll down. I'm down 70 points with guys.
You only got Jokic left, and he's in the third quarter.
No, look, that game just started. What are you talking about? All your players finished.
Oh, brother, I got Devin Booker. Oh, yeah, you might catch up, but I highly doubt it. It's look, Jeremy oh, Grant and Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray right Washed. There. I got three Washed. Guys. I got three Washed. Guys left for your one. But when you went to bed last night, you was winning. Right? And you woke up, you lost by 1. You're going to go to bed tonight, you're going to be winning. You wake up, you might have lost by 10.
Washed up. You got two guys that watch. Only person I'm worried about is Jokic. That's it. I'm not worried about nobody else.
Jeremy Grant's going to finish the game with 10 rebounds, but you know, that's okay. We'll save that for another. Me out here
pointing numbers on the board. Yo, boys, fellas. Listen, the Knicks did fantastic. I'm actually headed to the Bad Bunny concert in the Dominican Republic. I got to finish packing. My wife is going to kill me. And I got to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and we out.
Yeah, man. So, listen, enjoy yourself. Oh,
when I leave, Wall Street's in. Yo, go to New York. And by the way, I was on yesterday's podcast, but this is my predictions. 42-40. Randall's getting traded. RJ is going to average 23 points, not based on today's performance. We're going to make the eighth seed. Yo, I'm out.
Easy. Yo, Heck, you got any last words, Heck? Because you came in right at the end.
Damn, man. I know I was listening. My son gave me a lot of problems to go to sleep today, man, and I was listening with him. But, yeah, yo, I was listening to the whole show. Great takes. Yo, we got to hold our head up high today because, you know, that was if there's any such thing as a good loss, you know, that was a good loss. You know, we fought all the way. RJ was not himself. So Jalen Brunson needs to drop a dime. I need Jalen Brunson to learn how to pass the ball a little bit, you know, and help the other guys get a little bit better. And coach, great shooting from Cam, but this is not make him like, you know, we got to see a little bit more. Ed touched up on it. The shot that he airballed was a bad, bad shot. And it was at a bad, bad time.
Terrible IQ.
Yeah,
terrible IQ. It's a heat check.
Yeah, you don't heat check in overtime with a minute 30 left in the game. You heat check in the first quarter. All right,
coach, you sound like an enabler.
No, but it was good. It was good. Cam looked good though. Good game.
Wall Street, what'd you call coach's favorite offense yesterday?
Oh, the James Harden, the flapjack offense. Flapjack.
What's the flapjack offense?
That's when you shoot a three-pointer and then you splatter yourself on the floor like a flapjack so that the ref could call a foul.
But there's a twist because now you can snap somebody's ankles and shoot an air ball.
Did y'all see the other angle? He flopped. Yeah, he wanted to charge.
Yeah.
I thought the Knicks got a bad tough break ref in today too. I think the refs called like they were allowing them to play. It was physical all game. And then right in the end, it's like, all right, physicality got sucked out the room and we started going ticky-tack fouls. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't, if you're going to, you got to, I know that in sports, I know baseball players, they don't care if the umpire got a big strike box or a small strike box, as long as it's consistent all game. if you're gonna call ticky tack fouls, call them all game. If you're gonna let them play and it's gonna be a physical game, call it all game. I thought they played physical all game, and then right there in the fourth quarter, it started there was a phantom foul. I'm convinced that the last Hartenstein foul, the first Hartenstein foul on Ja Morant, that was a ticky tack foul. The second one, I think, was a phantom call. And the one that got Julius, Julius' last foul on the offensive rebound, that was really bad. So I think all in all, you know, I thought it was a good game. I think that we're going to beat a lot of teams. If we play like that, we're going to beat a lot of teams.
Well, I think if we play the way we play, you're going to lose. But I think the Knicks are – I think the game showed them that with the way they played, that they're not as bad as people say they are. Like, they're actually – because they were in – the second quarter killed them. Second quarter killed them. Third quarter, fourth quarter is what really brought them back. But the second quarter got away from them, and that's really how they lost in the end, because they let Memphis get up on them almost, what, 15 points, 14 points, something like that. Yeah. And that you can't give any team in the NBA that much of a lead. You know what I'm saying? You know, outside of Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Like
– like we got up two, then Hardenstein kept backing up, and Ja Morant kept.
Yeah. You know, yeah. and Ja Morant was the difference. He was the star power that we're hoping RJ develops into. Because really, it's all it was. Like, a minute ago, you already knew, Ja Morant's got the ball, and he's making the right reads, the right moves to the basket, drawing fouls, getting people involved.
And I tell you what, fellas, too, with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, after the starters got us back into the game, literally Julius Randle got dunked on, and then the run literally started right there. Mm-hmm. Right. So we erased a 17-point deficit. And then Ja Morant's off the court. A lot of the starters are off the court for both teams. And there's a time on the court where you got Hartenstein, you got Derrick Rose, you got Quickly. And you got Obi, and I thought that they had a chance. I thought that was going to be it. I thought that they were going to have a chance to blow the game wide open. And I think Derrick Rose took some really bad shots in that pocket of time. And that was a tough time to not play well. It was about, you know, just over 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we were down 2-3 points, and then they allowed the lead to balloon back to 7 points. We actually had taken the lead, and we were up one. And then the bench allowed that lead to balloon back to 7. And I think that was Derrick Rose, Quickly, and Obi. That's your bench. You know, mm-hmm. There's guys in there like Cam and Hartenstein and other guys. But, you know, that's your bench. And you guys did not do the job today.
No, definitely not. The Knicks, if they had kept this close, they could have won. I think you guys especially have a good product. You guys something to really be, you know, to really be moving forward. I think you guys are good. Not like Phoenix right now, losing 47-28 to the Mavericks. Right, it's crazy. Like, it's
terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All right.
Coach's team might come back tonight in fantasy basketball.
Listen, trust me, you're gonna go to bed. You were down 10.
It's negative.
It's okay.
It's a negative.
Lay down right there.
We got the future in the house.
Yo, the reason I'm late is because he didn't want to go to sleep. And look, he just got up. He just got up again.
Right on cue.
Well, fellas, it's been another great game night.
As always.
Appreciate y'all coming through. Wall Street, appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? You know, we know you're on daddy daycare. You're on daddy daycare minutes.
No.
It happens. But any last words, fellas?
Any last? They get him on the staff. I liked his game, announcing the game today.
Okay. Wall Street, any last words? Can we get a legendary take from Wall Street?
Oh, man, we were worried about gelling. I think that if you look at the stat sheet, I don't think that we had enough assists, team assists. I need that ball movement. I saw a lot of one-on-one basketball. Jalen Brunson. He's a one-on-one basketball player. When we did move the ball, and when we did attack the basket, I thought that we did really well. But, you know, not a bad game, man. Not a bad start. That's a pretty good team.
Nah, definitely. Shout out to Canal. Shout out to Clearview. They're on YouTube. Canal is right. We actually do need Grimes. Grimes could be the difference maker to where RJ doesn't have to guard the best player the whole night and then be expected to drop 23 and everything else like that. And Daniel, I kind of agree. I think Obi does play better at the Garden. I think he's got to get more into, you know, I think you can't just play, you know, 41 games is at the Garden. Can't, the other 41, you got to play better. And he deserved to just get 13 minutes because he didn't have it. He just didn't have it, you know, just like the Phoenix Suns right now. And on that note, fellas, thank y'all for coming out. Appreciate your time, and definitely see y'all next week for another episode of STK. Just, you know, hold your heads up high, fellas, because the Knicks look good. They had it. It's within grasp.
We're finishing the stretch 4-1.
I would believe it. I believe it. And I think the Suns might finish this stretch 1-4. And on that note, y'all be safe out there. All right. Take care.
Good night, y'all.
Peace.
Blessings.